विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्ते श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः यत्कीर्तनं यत्स्मरणं यदीक्षणम् जगबंदनं जगश्रवणं जगर्हणं लोकस्य सद्यो विधुनोति कल्मषं तस्मै सुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय हेमन्ते प्रथमे मासे नन्दव्रजकुमारिकः चेरुर्हविष्यं भुञ्जानः कात्यायन्यर्चन व्रत
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, during the first month of the winter season, the young unmarried girls of Gokula observed the vow of worshipping goddess Kartyayani. For the entire month, they ate only unspiced khichdi. In our previous sessions, we had once reached this part of the Leela of the Bhagavatam. But this part was done in a very concise manner. Hence, I had wished to start this session from this particular part. We will cover up chapter 22 and 23 of this Leela. It is regarding the worship of goddess Kartyayani by the young gopis. the little young unmarried girls of Gokula. Recently in Vrindavan, we had described about the Leela of the Sharad season, that is the Venu Gita Leela. Now, after Sharad, that is autumn season, comes the Hemant or the winter season. Then comes Shishir, which is the cold weather. Then comes the Vasant season, which is the spring. Then Grishma, which is summer. And Prahir, the rains. In this way, in our land of Bharatvarsha, these six seasons prevail for 2 months each. Now I am describing here the Hemantik Leela. Sri Sanatan Goswami says that in this way Sukadev Goswami described the Leela of the rainy season and the Sharad season. So as per the order or as per the cycle of the seasons, he is now describing the Hemantik Leela.
हेमंत प्रसंगे कुमारीणां पूर्वानुराग प्रक्रिया माह हेमंत इत्यादिना ब्रजन की अंतेन
श्रीपद जीव गोस्वामी एंड श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज दैट इन द अर्लियर सीजन Sukadev Goswami has described the Leela of the married gopis. Now here in this season, he is describing the Leela of the unmarried gopis. How they loved Krishna and wanted to achieve him as their husband. In this Leela, Radharani is not there. This is the Leela of the Kumarikas. So in the autumn season, especially the first month is called the Margashirsha month. Of all the 12 months, Krishna considers this month as himself. Masanam Margashirshaha, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, that of all the months, I am the Margashirsha. The Kumarikas of Vraj now, in this particular month, they have observed this vow, this vrata. So this Leela was performed in the Hemanta season, that is the autumn season, especially the first month, which is called the Margashirsha month. And who has observed it? The Kumarikas of Vraj have observed this vow. Kumarikas are never beyond the age of 7 years. They are below the age of 7 years. So please keep that in mind. They are the small little girls below the age of 7 years. Now here it is mentioned Nanda Vraja Kumarikaha means the Kumarikas of Nanda Baba's Vraja. Now one should pay attention to this fact that this means those Kumarikas who were directly related to Nanda Baba in any way are not counted in this Leela. Just like there would be Kumarikas of Nanda Baba's brothers, there would be little girls of Nanda Baba's sisters, or maybe Nanda Baba's paternal or maternal relatives, etc. You know, there would be little girls born to Nanda Baba's brothers, sisters, maybe little children born to Nanda Baba's cousins. They could be cousin brother, cousin sister, and such close family relatives. They are not counted in this Leela. Only those Kumarikas who are far away relatives of Nanda Baba are the ones mentioned off in this Leela. For example, the daughter of Nanda Baba's chacha, that is Nanda Baba's uncle, a big uncle or small uncle, we call is chacha and tau, or daughter of any such relatives of Nanda Baba who are close, they are not there in this Leela. They are not mentioned. So, Nanda Braja Kumarika, those Kumarikas of Nanda Baba's Vraj who were qualified to have Sri Krishna as their husband, these are the Kumarikas who are mentioned herein. Hence, Nanda Braja Kumarika, those Kumarikas of Nanda Baba's Vraja who are qualified to have Sri Krishna as their husband, these are the Kumarikas mentioned here. Now, the fathers of these Kumarikas, they always desired that their daughters would marry Krishna. But they did not have the guts to tell Nanda Baba about this. But still, however, they would never discuss about their daughter's wedding with any other family either. Now, Kumarika also has another meaning. Those whose beauty in comparison to which even Kamdev appears stale. That is what Kumarikas are. Havishyam Bhunjanam. Now, these girls used to go to the bank of Yamuna. They would have bath and perform puja of goddess Kartiyayani in order to get Krishna as their husband. So, Havishyam Bhunjanam means they performed their worship by eating Havishya. Those who are Vaishnavas should regulate their eating to only prasadam. The gopis ate only Havishya. Now, what is Havishya? That which can be offered to the fire in the Havan is called Havishya. Shripa Jiva Goswami says, Havishya means mainly ghee, milk, and the grains that are harvested in the Hemant season, especially rice. This is a very pure bhojan, sattvic bhojan. So, this teaches us the lesson that to achieve Krishna, we have to regulate our eating habits. Not that you can eat any nonsense. Otherwise, what was the reason to mention about their eating here in this shloka? They had done this only for 1 month. Kartiyayani is the topmost Vaishnavi. She is the wife of Lord Shiva. Shripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, although these girls are the Nityapriyas of Krishna, still, as per worldly rituals, to get Krishna as their husband, they are doing this Devi Puja. Harivamsha Puran, Vishnu Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, all these Purans mentions these gopis who are so much in love with Krishna that they are performing such austere vrata to achieve Krishna. Having bath in the cold waters of Yamuna in the most coldest season, eating only Havishya, so much they were doing to get Krishna. Sri Harisuriji says, one may worship anyone, demigods or anyone, but the fruit of it should be only one, that Krishna should be pleased with that worship. Why they worship goddess and not devatas like Shiva and other devatas, other demigods? Harisuriji says for this that in this world it is seen that there are many relations, but no one is like a mother. No one loves like a mother. So the Kumarikas thought that we should worship mother rather than other demigods. So they chose to worship goddess Durga, who is the mother of this world. we should always pay note to one fact, that their motto in the worship was to get Krishna. Now, how was the worship? That is being mentioned in the, explained in the coming shlokas.
Aplityam bhasika lindya jalante chodite nune kritva pratikritim devim anarshur nirpashaykatim tasam.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear king, after they had bathed in the water of the Yamuna, just as the sun was rising, the gopis made an earthen deity of Goddess Durga on the river bank. Then they worshipped her with such aromatic substances as sandalwood pulp, along with other items, both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. Sripad Sanatan Goswami says that if anyone wants to perform this worship, for them this kind of worship is detailed out here. Now, at dawn, before sunrise, it's mentioned here, Jalante Chodite Arune. Arun. Who is Arun? Arun is a Sarathi of Lord Sun, Sun God. Arun has no legs. He drives the chariot of Sun God, and he faces the sun while driving the chariot. So at dawn, before sunrise, the gopis would make the deity of goddess with earth on the banks of the river. They would worship with the goddess with fragrant incense, garlands, flowers, bhog offerings, which were not only tasty but also fragrant, then fruits, grains, newly sprouted leaves, etc. They would be so immersed singing about Krishna that they would just throw away their clothes on the river bank. They would not just keep the clothes but throw away their clothes while singing about Krishna. Now, why did they make the deity? So that their desires be fulfilled immediately. This proves that deity worship is powerful. These gopis are themselves worshipable by the goddess, since they are the prayasis of Krishna. Still, they are worshipping Goddess Durga. Now, in the worship, generally when the worship is done, there is a rule that the items have to be offered in an order. There is an order in which the items have to be offered. But here, if you see, the order is broken. This is because the mind of the gopis were absorbed in Krishna, so the order of the items being offered is broken. It also could be said that Sukadev Goswami was so engrossed in his mind while telling this Leela that while speaking he has broken the order.
Mahamaye Mahayoginyadhishwari Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha Prarambh se lekar ant tak koi cheez arpan karte samay ye nahi bol pati thi.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Each of the young unmarried girls performed her worship while chanting the following mantra. O Goddess Kartyayani. Kartyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini. This was the mantra they chanted, meaning, O Goddess Kartyayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaja my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you. So as they were offering any items to Goddess Durga Mata, they would chant this mantra. And all the girls would chant them together. Iti mantram japantyastaha pujam chakruhu kumarikaha. Everything they offered, whatever items they offered, were offered with this mantra. They could not think of any other arpan mantras. In this shloka, in this mantra which they are reciting, Kartyayani Mahamaya Mahayoginya Deeshwari, half the shloka is describing Goddess Kartyayani. And the other half shloka, Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patimbe Kurute Namaha, is describing their heart's desire. Please make the son of Nanda Baba as my husband. Now, Mahamaye, they are saying Kartyayani Mahamaye. They are saying, oh great potency. Mahamaye means, oh great potency. Please make us all potent to have Krishna as our husband. Now, to this Mahamaya would say, this would be difficult. So, the gopis, the Kumarikas, they are using the word Mahayogin. You are that great mystic power. You can make Krishna's mind accept us as his wife. So to this goddess says, I can do that, but I'm scared of Lakshmi Devi. So to this, the gopis are saying, you are Adhishwari, the mighty controller of all. So why should you be scared? Goddess says, why don't you directly yourself ask Krishna for this? So the Kumarikas are saying, we have heard that you are the Shakti of Vishnu. And we have heard that worship of Vishnu's devotees is more greater than worship of Vishnu. So, worshipping you, his own Shakti, is higher than worshipping him directly. So, my dear mother, please, you are Mahamaya, you are Mahayogin, you are Adhishwari, please make the son of Nanda Baba Krishna as my husband. So, they are not saying Krishna, they are saying Nanda Gopa. Why? Nanda Gopa Sutam. Why are they saying Nanda Gopa? They are saying that he is the son of Nanda Gopa. So, he is also a Gopa. And we are gopis. So, as per social standards, we have the right to marry him. We belong to the same social standards. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, if Goddess would reply, why are you demanding this from me? I can do this much to that I can enthuse your parents to talk about your marriage. For this, the Kumarikas are saying, no, mother, you just do this without any further delay. You don't do anything else. You just do this and don't delay. We cannot tolerate any further delay. Don't leave it to our parents to do. You only do it for us. Goddess says, but Krishna's Upanayan is not yet done. He is not eligible for marriage yet. So the girls are saying, Mukhya Vivaha, that is main marriage, is not needed. Gandharva marriage is enough for us. Somehow or the other, please get us married. There is nothing impossible for you, O mother. You can do everything. So the goddess says, but your parents are not aware of this feeling of yours towards Krishna. So how can I do this without involving them? So the girls are saying, oh mother, you are Mahamaya. You please bewilder our parents in such a way that they should never talk about our marriage to anyone else. Oh mother, if by chance externally we get married to any Gopa, this should never create any hindrance to us. But you make us Krishna's wife. Whether the world knows it or not, you do it for us. Externally, we may appear to be to the world as belonging to another man. But we and you should know that only Krishna is our husband.
मासं व्रतं चेरो कुमार्यः कृष्णचेतसः भद्रकालीं समानर्चुर्भूयानन्दसुतः पतिः कृष्णचेतसः.
Translation: Thus for an entire month the girls carried out their vow and properly worshipped the goddess Bhadrakali, fully absorbing their minds in Krishna and meditating upon the following thought: May the son of King Nanda become my husband. Now we should not think that they were going to do it only for 1 month. No, they were going to do it on and on. But by Krishna's mercy, he fulfilled their desire within 1 month itself. Dhruva Maharaj had to do austerities for 6 months, but the Gopa Kumarikas had to do it only for 1 month. Now, to perform austerities, there are various necessities, like time. The time they have performed the austerities, Margashirsha month. Place: it was done at the banks of Yamuna. And the who was the person? It was goddess called Bhadrakali. Now, why is goddess called Bhadrakali? Bhadrakali is one who gives the highest of happiness. One who gives highest of happiness is called Bhadrakali. So this is what Sukadev Goswami is saying here. Samanarchur, they followed the niyams properly. They were worshipping the goddess, but mind was where? Mind was fully absorbed in Krishna. So the goddess worship has become Krishna worship. Hence, Krishna personally came to give them the blessings. He personally blessed them by saying that very soon your desires will be fulfilled.
लुम्बी में स्नान करने के लिए जाती थी एक बार कह दी तो फिर क्यों कह रहे हैं इसका अर्थ है कि यमुना में स्नान करना बहुत अच्छा है यह कहने के लिए तो भाव है किसी के पास जाना हो किसी मंदिर में तो कीर्तन कृष्ण का और चित्त भी कृष्ण Krishna Chetasa or Uchai Krishna Jagu. Breath to Purti Pradasi Parimanta as a Puriman. All it Pradasi Sachaluki and Pradasi Purti or Puriman Sachaluki and Puriman. कदाचित कार तत्पन मासान के अगहन महीने के अंत में व्रत पूर्ण दिने पौर्णमाश्यम अगत्य सुजोत कुमारियां आ रहे हैं जय कृष्ण जग इस तरह से पूरे महीने भर किया
तो यार अरुण के व्रत की सिद्धि की कथा श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं
Translation. One day, that is Kadachit, one day, they came to the river bank and putting aside their clothing as they had done before, happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. On the day when the Vrat was completing, this should be the Dwadashi day or the Purnima day. They had put their clothes aside on the river banks. Now here the description is not of their bath, but the description is of their vihar, play. They were so happy on this day that they were having their bath with tremendous happiness. Shripad Vallabhacharyaji says, on the last day, they performed their usual worship. And when they completed the worship, they were so much happy that they were so much happy that there was no obstacles of any sort in their worship. So they re-entered Yamuna River to play in the water out of their extreme happiness of having successfully completed their vrat. And they were singing and playing. They had forgotten everything about themselves and about their whereabouts. Their minds were so much engrossed in Krishna that they were feeling as though Krishna is there in the water with them. Generally, during bath, one should keep maun. Maun means silent. And one should be covered. But here, the girls were neither maun and neither covered. They were committing both the offenses. Not only that, in the holy rivers, one should not play. But here, they were so engrossed in Krishna and so happy, they had forgotten about their own bodies and they have broken all the rules. At this time, Krishna arrives there with his very small, tiny tot Gopa friends. These Gopa friends, they were their extremely small, three-year-old boys, three-and-a-half-year-old boys, who could not remain without Krishna. They are those boys who can't stay anywhere without Krishna. Wherever Krishna goes around, they go around tolling behind him. So Krishna had come there with these small little kids, boys, and Gopa friends of his. And Krishna told these small boys to pick up the girls' clothes. Now, they will continue this session in our next class. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.